This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On this beautiful Friday, I'd like to give a beautiful message from this city of Al-Madinah Al-Munawwara. My brothers, my sisters, these are sacred places. Perhaps one of the most sacred places on earth is exactly where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is buried. And according to some, it is where the Kaaba is in Makkatul Mukarramah. Either way, these are the most blessed places on earth. It is important that we make an effort to come here. It is important that we engage in ibadah in these beautiful places, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains travel for religious purposes, and he says, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد. To make these difficult journeys shouldn't be except for three places. And he mentions from these three places, the three harams, which means Makkah, Medina, and Masjid al-Aqsa. So as for Makkah, we all know Allah Almighty has kept Hajj around the Kaaba. So Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah, the Tawaf, the Sa'i, meaning the circumambulation around the Kaaba, the running between Safa and Marwa, and so on, all happens in and around Makkatul Mukarrama. As for Medina Munawwara, the greatest of all is resting in this beautiful land. And the exact place where he is resting is absolutely sacred. We need to understand this. It has high value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, right next to it is something known as a rawda. A rawda is supposed to be a piece of Jannah, although to us it just looks like a normal piece of the earth. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَا بَيْنَ بَيْتِي وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. That which is between my house and my mimbar, my pulpit, is actually a garden from the gardens of Jannah or Paradise. When you go there and you sit there, you begin to feel the coolness and the calmness, if at all you have a slight relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who don't have a relationship with Allah, they won't even pick up the difference. But if you have a relationship with Allah, He gives you a calmness. It is hair-raising to witness how different the place is, to feel it and to pray there, to ask Allah goodness there, to ask Allah Almighty whatever your needs are from the Rawda. And obviously we're asking Allah to grant us the intercession of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is resting right there. So mashallah tabarakallah, my brothers, my sisters, these sacred places, we need to make an effort to go there. We need to pray that Allah take us there again and again. And from this beautiful place of Medina Munawwara, I ask Allah to bring every single one of us there again and again. Ameen. Al-umratu ila al-umrati kaffaratu lima baynahuma. The Prophet ﷺ says, when you make the minor pilgrimage and you make it again, then the time between the two minor pilgrimages, all minor sins that are committed in that time are automatically forgiven. Just like he says, Al-Jumu'atu ila al-Jumu'ati, kaffaratu lima baynahuma. Just like he says, one Jumu'ah to another Jumu'ah would actually, if you were to fulfill both of them in the most correct way, then your minor sins between the two would automatically be forgiven. That is the gift of Allah. More so when it comes to Umrah. Then he says, وَالْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَا جَزَاءَ لَهُ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. As for the Hajj, which is the major pilgrimage that happens once a year in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, there is no recompense for it besides paradise. If it is accepted from you, Allah will grant you paradise. So make an effort to come. Apply. I do know that now with the coronavirus and with all the restrictions and all these various distractions, everyone seems to think, oh, there is a lot to be done before I can go. Not really. There are a few procedures. Find out about them. You can manage and you should. Don't let shaitan make you despondent and say, well, I don't need to go. I don't want to go. Or in some cases, some people are even saying you shouldn't go. Don't do that. Don't let Allah kick you out of the holy lands. It cannot be that you shouldn't go to the holy lands. It's like someone saying, don't go, you know, to the most sacred place that there is. May Allah Almighty grant us acceptance. So Remember, make an effort. You should be going to these sacred places. Make a dua, at least, even if you can't afford it. It should be a yearning in the hearts of all the true believers. Oh Allah, take me to Mecca. Oh Allah, take me to Medina. Oh Allah, take me to Masjid al-Aqsa. Oh Allah, let me pray in these masajid. The Prophet ﷺ says, صَلَاتٌ فِي مَسْجِدِي هَذَا أَفْضَلُ مِنْ أَلْفِ صَلَاتٍ فِي مَا سِوَاهِ إِلَّا الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامِ. One prayer in this masjid of mine, meaning Al-Masjid al-Nabawi in Medina Munawwara, is better than 1,000 prayers in any other masjid besides Al-Masjid al-Haram, which is in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So you need to understand this. The yearning, the feeling, the connection should be in the hearts of every true believer. Connect with Medina Munawwara. Connect with Makkah al-Mukarramah. Allah would never have kept Makkah a qibla if it did not have relevance and importance in the eyes of Allah. There is a Kaaba, the first house that was built to worship Allah, the first place of worship ever to be built. Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nasi lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubaraka. Allah says, indeed, the first house, the first place of worship built for the sake of Allah is the one in Makkah al-Mukarramah. That is Allah. So, my brothers, my sisters, yes, the pandemic has taken place. It is still relatively alive and there are still a few concerns and there will be concerns. But take your precautions, do what is necessary, still make an effort to try and come. And Allah will open your doors. Apply for Hajj if you already can afford it. وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. You owe Allah Almighty Hajj if you are able to make the journey there. So it is incumbent upon you for the sake of Allah to fulfill the Hajj. That's the verse of the Quran. So if you are able, are you capable? If you can afford it and you can manage, you've got to apply for the necessary permits and visas. And inshallah, make an effort. A little bit of inconvenience, no problem. Come and Allah will open your doors. Allah will grant you success and goodness. Don't allow a virus to disconnect you from Allah. If anything, it should connect you further. It should connect you deeper with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are just a few words I thought of sharing with you on this beautiful Jumu'ah from this lovely city of Al-Madinatul Munawwara. And we ask Allah Almighty to grant us the best of both worlds. I ask Allah to grant cure to all those who are sick and ill, to grant happiness to those who've come together in marriage, to grant solution to those who are considering divorce, to bless those who don't have children with children who will be the coolness of their eyes, and to grant those who have children the fact that those kids become beautiful kids who are the coolness of their eyes. Ameen. And we ask Allah to forgive all those who've passed on and grant them Jannatul Firdaus and grant sabr and patience to those who have been left behind. And may Allah gather us not only in the holy lands, not only in this world, but even in the hereafter, in the companionship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask Allah Almighty to have mercy on every single one of us. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.